And we welcome on Tim Clark. I'm going to change your name to Film because you're all about the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission to talk about the new film studio that is being eyed for South Buffalo. Tim, what do you think about the name change?
Well, my name change or
Tim to Film, Film Clark.
I think it befits.
This announcement yesterday, I think, maybe caught a lot of people off guard because we just heard a few months ago about a plan for a film and TV studio down on Niagara Street, and now this project. What do you think of it?
Well, it's a really good project, Brian. I think it's something that you know, has been a long time coming. We started talking to Matt Fleckenstein a couple of years ago, and this is a process. And it's a real deal for sure.
You know, I think a lot of people heard this yesterday and thought, "Well, wait, didn't we already hear this a couple of months ago?" But there are actually two different studios that are being planned for Buffalo, right?
Yeah, it's true, Susan. You know what it is? There's actually those two join, you know, another great studio that's already in motion or already working soundstage, and that's over in South Buffalo on Babcock Street called Buffalo Filmworks. So, yeah, there's a number of these around here. And, you know, I think there's I heard Brian this morning say something about being a little skeptical about these things. One thing that I guess should be noted is that, you know, although it's six sound stages, one movie could come in and take all six stages for, you know, for a period of, you know, 5, 6, 7 months. Because if they're building sets and constructing things inside, you know, they need that room to build these giant, you know, set pieces. So it's not that unusual to have a big complex. You know, and especially in New York State. And I'll tell you, with COVID, there are very few productions who are feeling 100% comfortable going back to New York City right now because of the density issue there. You come up to Buffalo and want to shoot an episodic TV series or you want to shoot a movie, there's crew here, there's a city here, you know, it's really a you know, it's a good place to move around for sure.
Yeah, for what you're mentioning, one production utilizing all these different spaces, you would know better than me, but I would imagine that would be a major film production and doing most of the filming, if not all, right here in Buffalo. Is there an appetite for that to happen? I mean, is that unreasonable to expect?
Well, I hate to say this probably because my phone will begin ringing here, but you know, I'll tease you by saying, and tease your audience by saying that we have two booked for next year already. So this is something that's really you know, I mean, the way, and we saw it during COVID, you know, you sat at home and watched Tiger Mom how many times, you know, and all of these crazy content driven streaming services. You know, there's a screaming need for content right now by all the studios. And the shelves are bare, you know, at Netflix and HBO and Amazon and all these places. And yeah, they've got to, I mean, the content need was there before COVID hit, and now it's just, you know, accelerated it.
And Buffalo, it seems, offers a lot. It seems we've got the downtown architecture, the climate, right?
Yeah, and you know, Susan, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Anybody who comes here wants to come back here because I think the best asset, I mean, architecturally, we blow everything away. And we saw that, if you remember, years ago when the National Trust came to town and they announced basically that Buffalo was named one of the most significant cities architecturally in the world. And what you see, though, is when people come here, and they're treated so well by the people of Western New York. There is a, I don't know, there's just something about the people here that really is the draw. And we're nice to one another. We respect one another. You know, we're often the underdog, but always overcome adversity. And it is a city with, you know, people with character. And honestly, you see it with the NFL teams, you know, you see it with, you know, the snowstorms that that hit us. There's, you know, whatever the sort of compartment is for whatever the issue is, and, you know, in this case it's movies, people come here and they just fall in love with the people. And then, you know, the restaurants and the proximity to, you know, all the big hubs. There's like hourly flights from New York City into Buffalo. There is a daily flight, well, not so much now, but pre-COVID, from Los Angeles. A Los Angeles to Buffalo flight, direct, without getting out in Chicago or Detroit or JFK, is huge. It's super huge. And I didn't, you know, when JetBlue said that they were going to do that, I thought, well, okay, this might be helpful. But that really was a bit of a game changer for us. So honestly, it just keeps getting better. And now we're starting to, you know, because these stages are here and the word is getting out, you know, we're getting calls from HBO and from Amazon and from, you know, Apple and Hulu and all these others saying, oh, what have we got? You know, when can we move in? So it's a little disappointing that it's going to take a couple of years to get this particular studio done, but I guarantee that it'll be full by the time they put the last, you know, piece of asphalt in the parking lot.
What is the current state of, you know, the film industry and actually producing a lot of, whether it's a TV show or a movie, with COVID, of course? You mentioned some of the things that you're have in the back pocket for next year. Are those things still certain to be under production? Is COVID still a major threat to halt these? What's the state of production in the film industry right now?
Well, it's, you know, I have that moniker of the chairman of the International Association of Film Commissioners. So I talk to my colleagues around the world all the time. And whether it's Stephen in Ireland or, you know, Mariana in Austria, you know, we talk routinely about it, and we're all undergoing the same sort of learning experience. What you're seeing are actors that are now being approached by their makeup artists instead of the way it used to be. You know, they're all in full PPE. They've got face shields, Tyvek suits. It's almost bizarre. You know, it's almost a movie in itself, but the science fiction type. So it's different. Catering is going to be handled differently. Craft services always will be different. I can tell you that there are so many aspects of it that have changed. You know, I think we talked about it once before, but even in the, you know, if you have a scene at the stadium, for instance, you know, and you have this big crowd behind it, used to be that the Screen Actors Guild would have everybody come in and, you know, you'd be in the background and sit there and cheer when they told you to cheer. You know, now it's more digital stuff and that kind of thing. They're just trying to keep the, you know, person-to-person contact at a minimum. And a lot of it has to do with the liability issues, too. You know, I'm not so sure that it's as unsafe as people think, because I think you can do it safely. But it's just, you know, it's that none of the studios want the sort of liability if there is an outbreak.
All right. Anything you want to share with us, you know, before we let you go, about maybe some upcoming productions here in Buffalo?
Well, what I would say is that it's the future is bright. It really is, Susan. It's, you know, we're surprisingly busy during the whole COVID experience, albeit from home and so forth instead of at the office. But honestly, the good things are just up and around the corner. So people ought to be, you know, excited about it. It's going to be good. These are great new jobs that are coming to town, and they're high-paying jobs, they're union jobs, and they are, you know, they are well worth the, what we've been doing for the past 20 years or so in, you know, making this a film destination. And I also want to announce that the Radio Mazurowski story is in production. I'm writing it now.
All right. Well, Tim, we know your phone's ringing off the hook. You're ready for all these people want to know what the big productions are next year. Hoping you can spill the beans. So we'll let you get off to it. That's Tim Clark, Buffalo Niagara Film Commissioner.